Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson. Joining me here in studio is Marnie Werner.
Good morning.
Good morning, Marnie. And on the road is Dave Ladd from RDL & Associates. Welcome to the program, Dave.
Thanks for having me. I always appreciate talking to you.
Now, last week we chatted a little bit about the convergences of various entities to create something, bigger than the whole. I'm wondering if you could give us kind of a specific example, Dave.
A good example is down in Austin, Minnesota. I think we're all familiar with the Hormel Institute. They do cancer research there. They also tend to utilize a crop or agricultural product in some of that research. And obviously, then you have the University of Minnesota as part of the Hormel Institute, which is, of course, healthcare, but also education, obviously higher education. And so I think you have a convergence in that example of healthcare, of research, basic research, and then high-tech research. You have the product and the ability to hopefully source some of that that they are using in their research, agricultural product, what have you. And then, of course, you have the educational component. I mean, I think that's just an example of a region and an opportunity where you've had a convergence, and there is a convergence of these different sectors. And it's about thinking outside the box, thinking differently. Quality and innovation lead, in many ways, to success. Not that everything we've done in the past is bad or wrong or anything like that, where a certain, entity or city may compete against another city for a manufacturing plant. It's to think in a different way and have a paradigm which allows for, innovative thought, quality, delivery, and having a competitive advantage that you continue not to stay static but continue to move forward. And if we have regions of the state that collaborate, work together, bring together those strengths as a region, I think that in the end not only benefits the local community and the local region of the state, but also the state economy as a whole and our global competitiveness.
If a town or an individual wanted to get started in this kind of a thing, thinking outside that box and taking that next step, where would they start?
Well, it's a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge because, as I mentioned earlier, there is no cookie-cutter approach, and depending on what you're trying to achieve and what part of the economy you're going to try and compete in and be innovative in, I think it's having a willingness to seek out those partners that have a like vision and understand that it's something that is a little bit of blue ocean out there, and others may not be sailing on that. That at times can be unsettling, but it also can provide for great opportunities.
Yeah, indeed. Well, Dave, I want to thank you for your time today as we look at opportunities that exist in rural Minnesota, and appreciate you sharing with us today.
Thanks. I always appreciate it.
Dave Ladd from RDL & Associates, and this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.